Man, the years just go faster and faster, don't they? They just really do. Can you believe Donald Trump has been president for 3 years now? 3 years now. Pretty incredible, right? As we head into 2020. I was on C-SPAN yesterday on Washington Journal to start the new year, discussing what is going to happen in Michigan and other places. And I was asked repeatedly what Donald Trump has to offer the voters. And it's pretty simple. Look at the economy. When you look around and you see the unemployment rate at 3.5%, you see Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, women doing better than they ever have when it comes to finding employment, and not just finding employment, but wages are going up and opportunities are going up, and we have more jobs out there than we have people to fill them. I mean, obviously, that's pretty telling of where we are right now. The Democrats trying desperately to tell you the economy is in bad shape, and of course, you've got Joe Biden out there saying he'd be more than happy to sacrifice hundreds of thousands of middle-class jobs and therefore middle-class families. He doesn't care about that as long as we can pursue the Green New Deal. Joe Biden also saying to coal miners, well, you should learn to program. What, program computer? I'm 60 years old. I'm in a coal miner my whole life. I'm supposed to learn how to program computers? Really, Joe, you can't even figure out what state you're in. Well, the state of confusion, I understand. But, I mean, you can't even figure out whether you're in Ohio or Iowa or where the hell you are. And you want to tell people to go figure out how to program computers? Thanks. Thanks a lot. What do we do in the 2, 3, 4 years in between? Lose the house, lose the car, starve to death, go homeless? I mean, the gall. Well, just do something else. We'll send in some government, you know, money. I don't want government money. I have a job. I'm a coal miner or whatever it is. I don't want a handout. I want to continue to forge my way forward. I'm an American. I don't want a handout from the government. And most people don't, by the way. I want to redirect your attention now back to White Settlement, Texas. White Settlement, Texas. Can you believe there's a town called White Settlement in this day and age? But White Settlement, Texas. USA Today published an op-ed piece from an Arizona Republic blogger, Elvia Diaz, who wrote that it was terrifying that members of the West Freeway Church of Christ were armed when a man stormed the church and opened fire on congregants. Now, why did the guy come in and shoot? Because he had asked for handouts from the church, and they said, well, we don't really work that way. We don't just give you cash to go use on whatever habit you're pursuing. And so the guy came in and opened fire. But what happened was there was a retired FBI agent there who also owned a shooting range, Jack Wilson, his name. It took less than 3 seconds from the time the guy shot first until Jack Wilson had unholstered his pistol, taken aim, and taken out the threat. The video was online for a period of time. I don't know if it still is, but I watched it. I was, and I timed it between the time you hear the first shot until the time Wilson has brought his target in and taken aim is 2.9 seconds. It's impressive. But this Diaz said, unfortunately, that kind of split-second heroism has been turned into a PR tool by gun advocates. Of course it's a PR tool. A good guy with a gun can get things done. She said that it was terrifying that nothing is known about these people that have guns in church. Diaz falsely claimed the real story behind the incident was not Wilson's heroism. Really? Diaz pulled a Joe Biden, according to the Daily Wire, and that Greg Abbott signed a bill into law that allows people in churches to be armed. Diaz wrote this: Texas has one of the nation's least restrictive gun laws, including allowing armed security at houses of worship and allowing parishioners to bring their weapons to church. Gun advocates didn't waste any time after the recent church incident to promote the idea of arming oneself. Of course, it's called self-preservation. The Second Amendment gives Americans the right to bear arms, and that isn't going anywhere. But that constitutional amendment doesn't spell out the types of firearms Americans should bear, nor does it give Americans the right to sell them to anyone to carry anywhere. Diaz claimed the real story was how the attacker, who had a criminal record and was banned from owning firearms, was able to get one. Sunday's shooting isn't about Jack Wilson's heroism. It's about how the shooter got a hold of a weapon in the first place, given his criminal record. He got his a weapon from a criminal, not from a gun store. He didn't get a background check. You know, without realizing it, she basically made a strong case against gun control, which, of course, she was trying to promote because she highlighted the fact that criminals don't obey the laws. She pointed out that criminals don't obey the laws and gun control laws aren't going to stop a motivated killer from obtaining a weapon. Columbine survivor Evan Todd said, "I stared down the barrel of a gun at Columbine where 13 people were murdered, 30 more wounded. I wished then and now we had a Jack Wilson that fateful day. The world would be a better place if there were more men and women like Jack Wilson. Shame on you, Ovia Diaz." And I agree with that. Others came out swinging. Michael Malice, "Freedom is terrifying," insists enemy of the people. "This is the entire point of concealed carry, that murderers at all don't know who around them is packing. That's the point. If you don't know who's got a gun, why would you carjack the vehicle and try to kill somebody? They might shoot back." Congressional candidate Lisa Sutton, writing, "What's terrifying is your attempt to downplay a heroic act by a law-abiding American, a retired FBI agent, a real hero, Jack Wilson. You were focused on stopping Americans from exercising their rights. He stopped an evil person." It is breathtaking. "We know they are law-abiding citizens with a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms in defense against crime and tyranny, and that in a moment of grave peril, they acted responsibly with their firearm, which is a statistical norm for permit holders. This is how it normally happens." This is how it normally happens. All right, quick break. Coming up on the program, by the way, Alan West is going to be here. Yes, former Congressman Alan West of Florida is going to join me here on the program to kick off the new year. I'm looking forward to that. Also on the program today, Pastor Jack Graham, Ron Van Timmeren, Nikki Gosar, and more. Big show ahead. Alan West will be first in the rotation, but you'll have to stick around for it right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.